Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. Hour one, simulcast with Bridie on TV. Hour two, believe it or not on TV, but it is on Bridie on radio. It is on the Loving Liberty Radio Networks. It is syndicated all across the country. It is on several AM and FM radio stations across the country. And our goal to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. Last hour, give us a little bit of time. We'll have it up where you can watch it and or listen to it. Sheriff Richard Mack was with me, and we talked about what's going on in Arizona. They have literally committed fraud in your face, folks. A government big enough to give you everything you, quote, need is also big enough to take everything you have. And now what they've taken from us is our elections. Yeah, the Cochise County, Arizona Board of Supervisors has refused to certify the election results. That's one out of 15 counties. In Mojave County, Republicans, they delayed the action, but then they turned around and voted for it. You wonder why? Well, Ron Gould tells you why. He was threatened with arrest if he didn't vote yes to certify the vote. That's fraud in your face, folks. Doesn't he have the right to vote yes or no? If he doesn't have the choice, why even have a vote, ladies and gentlemen? Bill Gates, chair of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, confirmed that he had to go into hiding. He's so scared now because the people are livid. When you have an attorney general assistant letter to Maricopa County, Arizona, it's regarding the 2022 general election administration, literally bringing up serious concerns. When you have Maricopa County certifying the elections after citizens are irate, when you have a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Kerry Lake, saying, look, this is problems because the tabulators and the machines were not working. Voters were disenfranchised to the point where Charlie Kirk highlighted the fact that based on the testimony, it's very safe to assume that among, quote, 223 polling centers in the county, 200 people per polling center were disenfranchised. That's a total, if you figure it out, of over 44,000 people that would change the outcomes of several elections, including the one that Katie Hobbs has conflict of interest in. It's too much. We're going to talk about that more. I'm going to skip to another topic and then come back to the election fraud because I believe the topics are related. You've got government that doesn't care what you think anymore on any level, from the local county level all the way to your, quote, international government level. They are giving you, me, we the people, the bird. They don't give a rip what you or I think, and they don't care. They used to pull their shenanigans, the deep state, in secret. Now they're in your face. What are you going to do about it? And I mentioned we want to go to the sheriffs, and they have authority when they're elected, and they swear their oath to office. But their power comes from we the people, and if we don't give them the mojo they need or deserve, the sheriff can't do much either. Let me give you an example to make the point. You think 12 jurors are too many? Of course not. That's the standard our founding fathers put forward. That's the standard that we've had forever. Well, now they say 12 jurors are too many. Supremes rewrite constitutional amendment. Continues to undermine judicial proceedings, right? Bob Unruh at WND.com. A public interest law team, that's the Rutherford Institute, Sheriff Mack, just so you know, is warning now that the U.S. Supreme Court has gone into dangerous territory, now denying defendants in criminal cases their right to a jury of 12 people. Okay? The Sixth Amendment serves as an anecdote to the abuses of the American, quote, police state, ensuring that when the people are accused of a crime, they know what they're being charged with. They have a speedy, a fair trial, a right to a lawyer, a right to a jury, the right to face their accusers, all that gone. Blackstone wrote, quote, no person could be found guilty of a serious crime unless the truth of every accusation was confirmed by a unanimous suffrage of 12 of his equals and neighbors. Well, now that's gone. In 1898, the Supreme Court ruled that the jury referred to the original constitutional and the Sixth Amendment, that you'd have 12 jurors, no more, no less. But what they did, Sheriff, is they started whittling away at this a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Well, you don't really need a jury if it's just a traffic ticket. It's an infraction. It's not criminal or civil, really. It's just an infraction. You don't need. And then they started to go on and on and on. Now they're blatantly saying we don't even need 12 jurors. So in Arizona, there's a case right before them right now where they tried to have 8 jurors and they sued and appealed. And the Supreme Court said, nah, 8 jurors is fine. Well, what if that 11th guy would have got him off the hook? See, the founding fathers stood for the defense of the innocent. If we're going to err, we're going to make a mistake on the side of the innocent or the side of the individual, because we don't want to wrongfully convict anybody. And now this is being shut down by the Supreme Court. This, along with election fraud, Sheriff, they are literally tearing our nation apart by violating every principle they can. And this highlights the truth. So even if we were to get in front of a jury, there's no telling we'd even have 12 jurors to vet the process. There's no... They've destroyed everything we hold dear. Now it's, well, because of COVID, we can't even let you face your accuser anymore. No, sir. And they go on and on and on. These two are closely related, Sheriff. You violate my ability for the vote in elections, and now you shut down the 12 jurors. The people's last line of defense is getting slaughtered by the deep state, Sheriff.
Well, the first question I had is, where did the requirement of 12 come from? I don't believe there's any constitutional reference to the issue of to the number of how many jurors have to be on.
Well, so there's not in the Constitution or the Sixth Amendment, but if you read the Federalist Papers, it's very clear.
It said 12 there. Yeah, and I'm really asking the question.
I don't remember where that came from.
But it's been there for hundreds of years. I mean, we've done this already, and if you follow Scalia's suggestion in my ruling, it's that we need to look this from the historical perspective, a historical understanding, the words he used, historical understanding. So if we do that with the jury, let's look at the history of it. And so did the Supreme Court say, well, in traffic offenses, then you could have 4 or 5, because I believe Texas does 4 on traffic matters.
Yeah, and they didn't bring it down to the Supreme Court because it's focused on this specific case where Arizona, in this one case, just tried to say you could have 8, and this guy appealed and said, no, I'm supposed to have 12, and the Supreme Court said, no, you don't need 12.
I don't get that. So why don't they just say 2 then? The reason
why don't they just have judge, jury, and executioner and forget all that? We don't need all those judges.
Well, of course.
Getting paychecks and everything else, just fire them all.
Of course.
Just force everybody to vote guilty and you're done. That's what they did with this election in Arizona. This guy's just forced to vote for the certification of the election. Why not just force all jurors to convict? You just have one of them and we force you to convict. Done.
And why they're messing with that at all is still mind-boggling to me. You know, I'm surprised they didn't say, no, that's Arizona's issue, remand it back to Arizona. But then Arizona has already made a huge mistake and a violation of the Constitution. Here we go again, Arizona leading the way in unconstitutional acts. And they don't allow any jury on any traffic matters. And to emphasize it, they made all traffic matters a traffic ticket. Is simply a tort. It's just a civil matter. Governments don't do civil matters, okay? If the police are going after you for something, that is not a civil matter. It is a violation of the law issue. But they
well, you're
do
spot
everything.
On. But all we got to do now is combine that with asset forfeiture. Call it civil forfeiture. Yeah. And then Now you don't have a 12-person jury. You've got civil asset forfeiture. You just don't stand a chance, Sheriff. You're just in a king state.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's correct. And, of course, we've been fighting that for decades also. And they don't get it. Well, maybe they do. They get it that they can do anything they want, and nobody's going to stop it. And this time the Supreme Court went along with them. The Supreme Court should have said, and while we're at it, you have to have provide juries in every action taken against a citizen by the government. That requires a jury. Because, Sam, the Seventh Amendment even says in civil matters of any value of the controversy over $20, a jury shall be enjoyed by the accused.
It yeah, but now be. That we got inflation, we can just make that number whatever we want, Sheriff. Don't worry about that.
Well, that's for sure.
See? I mean, it's insane. Yeah. Let's look. Do you know what the word of the year is, according to the latest Webster Dictionary, Sheriff? You know how they come out with the word of the year?
The word of the year.
Yeah, do you know what it is? They just came out with it yesterday. No, what? Sir. It's gaslighting. And so I've talked about government gaslighting, you see. Gaslighting is when? It's a form of psychological manipulation in which a person or persons, a group, is where they sow the seeds of doubt of everything you know. They target you, making you question your own memory, make you question the facts, makes you question your own perception and or judgment on a given topic. We got government gaslighting going on every topic under the sun. I complain about 12-person juries, and they go, that's a figment of your imagination, Sam. You probably believe in birtherism, don't you? Yeah, you think Donald Trump is like a god, huh? Wow. Gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that when it comes to cash, and we'll do it in seconds on your radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, Sheriff Mack and Sam Bushman on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. So now they're literally trying to get rid of cash, Sheriff. They want to move towards a cashless society, my friend.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Imagine that. No jury for you, election fraud everywhere, and no cash for you. They'll use the ESG, the Chinese government score. You don't rate very well, Sheriff. You've been kind of a thorn in the side of the deep state for a long time. And now that they've given the whole nation the bird over election fraud, they don't care. Now they're just going to start hauling you off and no jury for you, buddy. Or me.
Well, it's been a problem in Arizona about the jury thing for a long time. I've taught about this in my classes. And I actually called a congressman. In fact, he was a head guy. You remember Rusty Bowers?
Yes.
Well, he was the one. He testified against Trump, saying that Trump called him on Sunday after he got home from church to ask him not to certify the election in Arizona. Of course, he didn't record any of that. You get a call from the president of the United States and you don't record it. And ultimately, Rusty Bowers, very entrenched in politics in Arizona for the last 20, 25 years. In fact, he was the Speaker of the House, was defeated by Dave Farnsworth 2-1. And so Rusty Bowers is no longer in Arizona politics. But I called him when I was a school teacher, and I said, my class was talking about the violations in Arizona of the Constitution. And I was wondering if you could respond why Arizona thinks it's allowed to disallow a citizen to have a jury trial on traffic matters, and why you moved them to becoming a civil matter. And when government takes action against you, that's not civil. If my neighbor does something to me, that's civil. If he wants to sue me over my fence, or I've done something wrong, or I've violated some of his privacy or whatever else, he can sue me civilly. He can't arrest me. But the government now has arrest authority, and you've done this, and this is kind of crazy. He goes, so he says, well, I'll get back to you. So I even call him another time after that, because he never did. And this is how Arizona is. This is how this is how Michigan is. This is how government is, and they simply do not follow the rules or laws or the Constitution anymore, even the ones like Rusty Bowers who claim to be a constitutionalist. And so I'm just flabbergasted by all of this, Sam. I still am. I still simply do not get it that the rule book is so ignored and so trampled upon by our public officials.
Well, let me tell you what, I don't get even beyond that. Even after it's all trampled on by our public officials, we want to blame the Constitution of our given general government and the state, so federal and state constitutions. We want to act like that's the problem for some reason. Why do we want to shoot the messenger, Sheriff?
Well, of course the messenger gets shot because he's exposing them publicly. But they don't care that they're exposed anymore, Sam. They know they're going to be protected. They do not care, and that's why, you know, they give us all the bird. They don't care. They know now for a fact that they can get away with murder. They can get away with anything, and that's the plan. It's
not
all
only that, if you get crazy, we'll just throw another COVID on you and have a lockdown and just shut you right up and stick you in your house with Netflix. That's what we'll do to you, citizen.
Yeah, that's coming. That's on its way, and China's doing it right now, and they're getting a lot of protests. Millions of people are protesting that they're trying to lock down again in China. So it's going to – I can't believe that many more of them haven't been shot, and even perhaps worse. But that's coming to America, Sam, as if it hasn't already in some degree. But it's coming, because they're going to try that again, and it's coming very soon. It's going to be the airlines are going to have to decide if they're going to go along with the FCC and, I mean, the FAA, and they're going to have to decide, because I'm not going to do it again. I will not get on a plane where they're hounding me to put on my mask or to put it over my nose. I'm not going to do it, and so... I'll be driving to meetings, or I won't be going to meetings. It's just not going to happen for me again. And I guess for my 70th anniversary, I will not be taking a trip to Hawaii. Maybe they got a boat that will take me that won't require that. But I'm not doing it anymore. And I shouldn't have done it as much as I did last time. But, you know, because there were other brave people, braver than I, that didn't go along. And some of it I just thought was stupid. But I'm not going to go along with their stupidity. I'm not going to go along with their tyranny. And, again, the sheriff's could have stopped all of that. And I'm still perplexed as to why the sheriffs, along with all these other public officials, make excuses as to why they will not stand for liberty. And I'm not blaming him, But I'm still a little bit surprised that Mr. Gould in Mojave County just simply didn't say, I'm voting no, come and arrest me.
Amen.
I think that would have been much more powerful.
Maybe. It's pretty powerful, though, to say I'm voting yes under duress. That's pretty powerful, too, in his defense, though. He's simply saying, hey, you're not going to arrest me over this, but I'm going to put on the record that I'm under duress. I'm being forced to do this. And which solution has more validity or power? I'm not sure at this point. From a legal point of view, if you will. You know, I understand your point, but from a legal point of view,
nobody
has, I got to wonder.
Nobody in the meeting asked him how or why or anything. They just did. Oh, okay, good. Well, it's 4-0 then. And
yeah,
you know.
But that even adds more to the weight of a lawsuit at some point, possibly saying, hey, yeah, no one else even had the guts to stand up on this. And time will tell.
Well, I'm making a call today to the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, and I'm going to ask them why there was a crime announced publicly at the meeting and what's going on about it. Of course, you know, maybe I need to have Steve Tuminello make that because I don't live there. I'm not a constituent. He says, hey, I don't answer to you, which would be true.
But, yeah, but then I'll call from the media point of view and say, we're digging into this, my friend. So if he wants to play that game, I'll call as the media, and then Steve will call lives
there. You need to make the call, but I'm going to ask Steve Tuminello about it, too.
I think we all three should make the call. Somebody who lives there, somebody who's interested in the state from the state, and somebody who's in the media. We can do all the above. And that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I submit to you, the reason we don't have any accountability and the reason we don't have transparency is because the people aren't engaged and involved enough. And as long as we have bread and circus, in many cases, blood and circus, we're not going to have more people involved until they start to, you know what, feel the pain. They'll start to see the light. And sadly, that's what we're up against. The sheriff has a lot of power. But look at Darleaf in Michigan. He's already been investigating election fraud for a couple of years now. And now he's got to defend himself against lawsuits. Where's the money going to come from for that? Where's his constituents that could have helped him in this latest election get more people who would stand with him? The people have been derelict in their duty. And the only action left that I can see is for Americans to start moving to counties where we can get a greater concentration of Americans who care, Americans who believe in liberty, and Americans who will stand together, Sheriff.
Well, you know, I've said that. You and I have talked about that for probably over a decade. And I agree. We're going to continue to be so fragmented that none of our staunch constitutional support means anything anywhere. You know, they talk about the 3%ers that can really change everything. That's baloney. 3% cannot do it. 3% may have been the ones actually fighting in the Revolutionary War. That's where you get the 3%. But it was not 3% of the people that supported the war. It was at least a third. John Adams gave that. He said a third supported the king, the colonists. A third supported the king. A third didn't care. Leave me alone. I don't care. I don't want to either side. I just want to be left alone and have my beers on the weekend and do my job and be with my family. That's it. I don't care. And then a third totally supported the Revolutionary War. So this 3%er thing, it may have been 3% of the people that actually were in the army, but it was not 3% that supported the original war. That's bogus. It's going to take more people than 3%. Sometimes I feel like we are only 3%. The people who really care about the Constitution, I believe that's about 2 or 3% of the entire population.
I don't believe we have even that many, Sheriff.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Because
you take the best county in the country, and how many of these citizens are really willing to stand together? Hey, we got a surprise guest coming up in seconds. We also are going to do a Q&A on the CSPOA, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people have been asking questions, Sheriff. We'll address it directly, shall we?
Sure.
We'll do it all in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting, nationally syndicated radio talk show.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday, following FTX into the abyss and amplifying the effects that the failure of the crypto exchange has unleashed. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
After claiming victory earlier in the year for resolving the railroad union labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. The move could end a long-running dispute between the country's biggest freight railroads and more than 115,000 workers that threatened to strike as soon as next week. What to do with all the leftovers from Thanksgiving? Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has some good advice.
Federal health officials say it's probably time to toss out any Thanksgiving leftovers still sitting in the fridge. The Department of Health and Human Services points to the Monday after Thanksgiving as the last day to safely eat refrigerated food following the holiday.
For the first time in 38 years, volcano Mauna Loa in Hawaii started spewing late Sunday, shooting fountains of magma up to 200 feet in the air. The lava is not posing an imminent threat to downslope communities, but it can affect air travel. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live in the round table now. The good sheriff, Richard Mack, founder of the CSPOA. Also, we have Sheriff Scott Williams. He's the elected sheriff of Coryell County, Texas. Welcome, Sheriff Williams.
Glad to be here.
All right, I want to talk about, people have a lot of questions about the future of the CSPOA. So I got the future for the CSPOA Q&A, which we're going to do right now really quick, because a lot of people have questions, and I'm afraid people feel like they're not getting the answers they want. So you got Sheriff Mack, myself, sitting Sheriff Scott Williams with us. The CSPOA, Sheriff, has grown exponentially, Sheriff Mack. And as a result, you traveled well over 100,000 miles last year, and now the demand is even greater than it was. This change of me becoming the CEO of CSPOA and handling the day-to-day operations does not mean that you're gone, does not mean that you're out, does not mean that you won't train, does not mean that there's an issue or a fight or a problem in the CSPOA. It means none of those things. What it means is that we need people to handle the growth. So we're creating an advisory board with Sheriff Mack. We'll chair that board. He's the founder of the CSPOA still, and he's heavily involved. He's working on writing a book. He's also taken a new position that warrants this, with frontline doctors helping that organization get the word out and promote what they're doing. Because remember, they're trying to steal our freedoms, really, with regards to our health. That's where they're starting the attacks, if you will. So Sheriff Mack is helping frontline doctors with that. But he's also with the CSPOA, but he's decided that the day-to-day stuff, you know what, guys like me and Tanya and others can handle. the advisory board can handle, while Richard helps with some of these other things as well. This is a growth proposition, nothing more. It's not that you're stepping away. Sheriff, why don't you speak to that really quick? Hopefully this will solve a lot of problems, answer a lot of questions, alleviate people's concerns and fears, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's great. And Sheriff Williams, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on. And it's there's one big time friend and supporter that we've had for the CSPOA the last couple of years, and that's Sheriff Scott Williams from Coryell County, Texas. And it's a pleasure to be with you always, Scott. Thanks so much for all you do.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how familiar Sheriff Williams is with all this, Sam, but just a little bit of reorganization going on. And there's no question that I have taken a position with AFLDS, American Frontline Doctors, and not because I have any expertise in the medical field, but because I have expertise with negotiations and with people and with what's really going on. And so and the two really coincide, the sheriffs and the doctors who believe in medical freedom. I mean, that's a match made in heaven. But both of us are doing the same thing, and that is pursuing principles of liberty and trying to get government out of our jobs and out of our lives, and that the American people would be able to turn to medical doctors and sheriffs that believe in liberty. And so we really hope to strengthen both of those entities in the work that they share in creating liberty. As far as
and this is really going to help sheriffs. This is really going to help sheriffs, though, understand the frontline doctors' points.
Oh,
and when
course.
Doctors are threatened with arrest or losing their license, the sheriff can stand in the gap. This is an attempt to make that happen, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with election fraud. We're dealing with frontline doctors and COVID. COVID's not the latest or not the end all of this. They're going to continue violating our health, violating physicians' rights. And this is an attempt for us to be involved there in a meaningful way. This is not an attempt to back away at all, Sheriff Mack.
No, and I hope it does provide some strength. And as I mentioned, Sheriff Williams, I'm going to expect Sheriff Williams and other staunch constitutional sheriffs to fill in the gap with doing presentations. Sheriff Williams has already been a speaker at several of our seminars. And we want other sheriffs besides him to fill the gap I might be leaving with some of the meetings I won't be able to attend. Right now, I plan to attend them all, but I've got, you know, if I have a conflict and I've got to get to a meeting with AFLDS, then I can say, hey, Scott, Sheriff Williams, I need you to stand in for me and do my presentation for me. And so Sheriff Williams has already proved that he's very good at public speaking and presentations, and the crowds love him. And I will tell you, quite frankly, I think his message is one of the best in the entire country. It Amen. Really is.
Now, one thing for people to understand is one criticism we've been receiving is, yeah, Richard Mack won at the Supreme Court 25 years ago, but he's not even a sitting sheriff anymore. You know, it's been a long time ago. What about real sheriffs? And what about, you know, well, all right, what if we have Sheriff Mack be our founder and sit on our board and help us with frontline doctors stopping the freight train running over physicians trying to get ivermectin for their citizenry? And what about sheriffs helping there while we work on election fraud? And how about if we then have sitting sheriffs do our training too? Will that solve that criticism? Will that answer that? Ladies and gentlemen, they claim that we act like the sheriff's a God figure. What about sitting sheriffs addressing that issue instead of Richard Mack or Sam Bushman? What about sitting sheriffs speaking to the people and involved in those trainings and answering those questions? And so this is an attempt to set us up for growth. And we're building an advisory board. There'll be several people on that board making a big difference to guide us. We're going to be working on election issues. That's not going to go away, folks. We're going to work on frontline doctor issues for health care. Sheriff, go ahead.
You did say sitting sheriffs, right?
Sitting yeah.
Sheriffs.
Okay, sitting, good. Meaning currently elected as Sheriff Williams is right now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you could take that and say, like that old Walmart commercial about ship your pants. We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I want to hear from, first of all,
yeah,
Sheriff
let's
Williams.
Let's hear from him, but I want to make this very clear. The third issue we're going to take on, though, is asset forfeiture issues, because this civil asset forfeiture has gotten out of control, and most sheriffs realize this is a problem. So we're going to be taking on more issues, and we need people to handle all these things, folks. We're just growing so quickly. The posse is growing, and we need SITTING. I feel like a cheerleader, Sheriff. Sheriffs who will take elected sheriffs, maybe would be the better word, like Sheriff Williams, to help shoulder that load. Sheriff Williams.
Oh, absolutely. I would very much welcome it. You know, I just had an interview with another affiliate, and they were very much alluding to the fact that this is a right-wing radical issue, this, that, and the other. And my explanation to him, my question to him was, why wouldn't you want your chief law enforcement officer to protect your constitutional rights? And that's the whole thing, whether it's medical, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's just mentoring people, whether it's just spreading a message and educating folks, that's the main issue here. Because unfortunately, ignorance of a subject will make you fall victim to a individual or group of individuals that would seek to take advantage of you.
Amen.
So what about a former sheriff, Brad Rogers, currently a county commissioner? What about a guy like that doing the training, who sat in the sheriff's position for a long time as well? What about Sheriff Williams, a currently elected sheriff? What about Sheriff Darleaf, a currently elected sheriff? What about educators like Chris Ann Hall and Michael Perutka and others carrying on? What about constitutional scholars such as myself? And we round out this training. Right now, when we only have Sheriff Mack do the training, we can only be in one place at one time. He traveled over 100,000 miles last year alone. How can we spread the load and train in more places than one at a time? And how can we decrease the distance for travel for people? Okay, when it's in Texas or, the southern states, a Sheriff Williams. If it's the, Michigan, kind of northern, you got Michael Perutka. You've got Darleaf. If it's out west, you've got Sheriff Mack, Sam Bushman, many, many others. What about our state directors that can train and be involved in meaningful ways? This is a growth program, ladies and gentlemen. Now, people are saying, well, is Richard Mack not going to train anymore? No, he's still going to train. He's still going to be around. He's involved in every way. There's no breach in the CSPOA whatsoever. Don't let the enemies get to you and try to divide and conquer us. Understand this is a growth effort. Why am I so involved now? Who am I, Sam Bushman? Well, number one, I've been involved since the beginning. But it's not me alone. It's this board. It's Sheriff Mack leading that board. It's me running the day-to-day with Tanya Benson's help, who's been involved from the beginning as well. This is a growth plan, relying on our state directors more. This is not a Richard Mack's gone and the organization's going away plan. This is a growth effort, and I think the sheriffs are delighted about it. I think that we, the people, have work to do. Let's get the funding we need and be about it, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the funding is a key component of all of this, and always has been. How do you have a national convention without funding? So we want to take it to the next level. I believe that we will, and I believe that sheriffs like Sheriff Williams will be helping us do this, and he's been helping in the past, and we just hope that he does more. We hope he gets reelected as many times as he wants, and that his wife will put up with, and she's a great lady, and we've become very good friends with Sheriff Williams' wife, Denise, and we appreciate the relationship we have. And we want to strengthen that relationship, and we want to make other sheriffs across the country, just like Sheriff Williams and Sheriff Hargrove and Sheriff Songer and Sheriff Leaf and many others who have been with us for quite some time.
Sheriff Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sheriff Clinton. And so we want to prove to people that the sheriffs really are on board, and we want the sheriffs that really are on board to get more sheriffs to be on board.
Now, when Richard Black came to me and said he wanted to do this thing, I said, Sheriff, I'm not even a law enforcement guy. No one's going to listen to me. He said, yeah, I know, Sam, but you know what? You have been involved in and ran operations for the CSPOA this whole time anyways. There's nobody better but you. And I have to agree that at least from understanding the CSPOA and the inner workings and being trained by Sheriff Mack for literally 10-plus years myself, I guess that makes sense from an operational or a day-to-day CEO point of view. But I said, I'll only do it on a couple of conditions. Number one, Tanya stays with me, and Sheriff Mack, you still stay around and are involved, and that these sitting, I should say elected sheriffs, are willing to stay aboard and be with us. And to a man, everyone that I've called and talked to about this, they say, I'm in, I love it, this is great, this needs to happen. These sheriffs are queued up and ready to go, Sheriff Williams, and there's more than just you. You've got buddies in the field now that'll be able to speak out boldly. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. And real quick to touch on yourself not being in law enforcement, but I will tell you this though, Sam, being an effective leader, a competent leader, that individual will surround themselves with very competent people. And I believe the sheriff's not, you know, bragging on myself or anything like that, but I believe the pool of sheriffs that have gotten very involved with this CSPOA are very competent, come from every walk of life, every region in the state and in the United States for that matter. And you have that much diversity and that much commitment and education, whether it be from a book or from the street, it gives you a good base to organize us and move us in a direction that will educate the American people and our fellow sheriffs and our fellow chiefs of police and get them moving in the right direction. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, there's been so much negative press, and not to give them any airtime, but, you know, folks have tried so hard to tear this apart and it can't be done. All I've seen since my beginnings with it, it has gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's not growing, you know, like, you know, one and done. You know, it's not just a fluke. It's something that has been slow, strong, and steadily growing. That the root system is fantastic, and I believe that this thing's going to do nothing but just take off, because people want to know that their sheriffs and their doctors and their election officials, that everybody's holding that line so that we can live the American dream, that we can have that liberty. And that's just my stance on it, and I'm sorry to rattle so long, but that's just where I'm at.
I love it, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, he's living proof, Sheriff Williams, just what he said, that the CSPOA is working. And if people were to really look at every potential solution out there that they would donate to, like another Republican running for office, or some other national organization that's trying to say the Second Amendment or the Free Speech Foundation or whatever, the AFLDS, look at any and all of these possibilities for creating a peaceful and effective solution in America. The way that the Second Amendment groups are successful is if the sheriff stands up for the Second Amendment. That is the greatest success that they could possibly have. Even Larry Pratt with Gun Owners of America, he got very involved with us because he saw the potential of saving the Second Amendment through every sheriff in this country. And indeed, the sheriffs of this country have made a huge difference on the Second Amendment. And they have been united in that. If we can get the sheriff united in election integrity and freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble and the right of the American people to be left alone, and to stand, have the sheriff stand against the crimes and abuse of the IRS. You want to take back America? Then let's focus on the solution that will help every one of the other solutions that are out there. The sheriff getting involved and standing in the gap is the solution for every other group that's out there. And politicians, if you can trust a politician, go ahead and donate to them. But I don't see where we trust any of them. The money that should be, instead of going to elections, should be going to your sheriff, should be going to your sheriff standing in the gap and becoming a Sheriff Scott Williams.
And a lot of the sheriffs want to do investigations, but they're wondering, as Darleaf explained on the radio with us several months ago, Sheriff, they want to do the investigations, but where the heck is the support for it going to come from? The financing, et cetera,
exactly.
et cetera. They've got their hands full. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to be very clear. I don't know that I'm the right leader. You know, a real leader doesn't always know if he's the right guy. He just knows he'll do his best, right? I don't know that I'm the perfect guy. There's a lot of you that are probably smarter, faster, better than me in so many ways. But I will tell you this. My talents are to organize people. My talents are to act as traffic cop on the radio and the TV to kind of help everybody kind of deliver what they need to. My expertise is in taking on the media. And, you know, at our conference back in July and at our Freedom Fest event, you know, there was some media that was kind of giving us a little bit of harassment. And I had to run the lady off. She was abusing the sheriffs and they wanted to be polite to her. But I just said, look, we're not tolerating this anymore. So I've made the media retract over and over and over and over again. I was with Sheriff Mack when even the Southern Poverty Law Center attacked us. We made them literally retract, and then they were too afraid to debate the issue with me publicly. So, you know, my skills are in organizing people. My skills are in radio and TV and the media and having them eat their words, because I don't back down, and I'm not afraid of the media. You know what? I stand on constitutional principles. I stand with God, family, and country. So what I want to do is bring my talents to the table. And then I want to surround myself with people like Sheriff Williams, like Sheriff Richard Mack, like Sheriff Darleaf, like Sheriff Bob Songer, like Chris Ann Hall, like Michael Perutka, constitutional attorneys. And we're getting some experts in business who have ran big multimillion-dollar businesses involved as well. And if I surround myself with these people and I just kind of act as the traffic cop and they do all the real heavy lifting, then I can just sit in the background and smile and say, Sheriff Mack's vision will be accomplished. We will grow, we will scale to meet that growth, and the County Sheriff America's last hope will become real, backed by the American people. And that's what we intend to do, Sheriff Mack.
Well, I agree, and that was a great explanation, Sam. And I it's going to take people from all walks of life to do this. And we have not focused just on sheriffs. We focused on other police. We focused on county commissioners, we focused on judges, and we have focused on constitutional attorneys. And we're really grateful for the relationship that we've had with some of those people. And then we've also focused on just the American people. They could be teachers, they could be housewives, they could be engineers, they could be pilots. It doesn't matter what walk of life. Everybody is concerned about the freedom issues going on. 71% of the American people believe our country is headed in the wrong direction. We have people getting very concerned about that. We have people very concerned about the election fraud, especially out here in Arizona. And people want to get involved, and they're joining our posse. And whether they join the posse or not, they're getting involved in this solution because it is the only peaceful and effective solution out there. And when you look at sheriffs like Sheriff Williams and Sheriff Hargrove and other sheriffs who have joined us and really had this conversion in their hearts to the Constitution, then you'll see the change that can be made, and that people absolutely have some place to turn, to turn to a constitutional sheriff who will stand for them and help them when they're being abused by government.
So what, let's a take great a real solution. Example right now, Sheriff Mack. We've got Sheriff Scott Williams with us. He's a currently elected sheriff right now. He's on your radio with a CSPOA, CSPOA.org. I don't know if you know, but in Arizona, there is a man, Sheriff Williams, and this man, his name is Ron Gould, and he was threatened with arrest if he didn't vote to certify the Mojave County, Arizona election. He says, I'm voting yes so I don't get arrested under duress.
Wow. He's on the board of supervisors. He's a county commissioner. And and on his vote, instead of just voting, he said, I was going to vote no, but I've been threatened with arrest and that I'll be charged with a felony if I vote no. So I am voting yes under duress. What would you do at that point?
Who was the arresting agent?
He didn't say.
We don't know yet. We're working on that. Richard Mash could be reaching out to the sheriff of that county to get kind of a handle on what the heck. But we have the soundbite of him. We played it last hour, a video of him literally saying this. So it's not debatable. It's a fact. But how do you handle something like that, Sheriff? To me, you got to investigate who the heck made that threat. You can't do that.
Oh, absolutely. You got to get to the bottom of it. I mean, if you're that's coercion at its best. I mean, I've seen criminal cases here in Texas thrown out because an officer threatened a guy or a gal with a suspect, if you will, with the threat of arrest if you don't do this or that. Well, that's coercion. And, you know.
So they say we talk about election fraud without evidence, and now we literally have coercion in public. Sheriff?
Yes, that's absolute coercion. The threat of arrest if you don't do this, that, or the other is that's coercion. I mean, that's textbook.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an example. We're going to get elected current sitting sheriffs to address these issues head on. And the power of that is going to get other sheriffs to have the mojo to stand up as well. You know, sheriffs don't want to be alone. Sheriffs want their citizens behind them, and they want other sheriffs behind them to talk through these things, to work through these things, to stand together. And the CSPOA is going to take this to the next level. Sheriff Williams and then Mac to round it out.
Well, just like you said there, Sam, you know, just here in Texas alone, we have, you know, well over 100, I would imagine by now, sheriffs that are members of the CSPOA, which is fantastic. But the way I look at it, what the CSPOA has done is taken like-minded sheriffs, liberty-minded, Constitution, God-loving sheriffs, and from all over the United States and brought us together. I mean, you're talking about through the heartland, all every corner of the United States, there are sheriffs that will call and talk to each other, have been to several conferences and teachings that will stand shoulder to shoulder because of the CSPOA has brought us together. And, you know, my dream is your dream, and it's to grow this to where we are very effective in slowing a tyrannical government.
Sheriff Mack, sir, go ahead and take us home.
Amen to that. I can't say it any better than what Sheriff Williams just said. And he's living proof that what the CSPOA is doing is working. We just need to, once again, make it bigger, better, and faster. And that will come through funding. And we beg everybody in the country to look at this and help fund this. Let's make the CSPOA and this constitutional sheriff protection movement, let's make it bigger, better, and faster right now. And let's have every citizen be a part of this. America will not survive with just 3%. We've got to get a lot more people involved in this process. And
we're talking about a bright future for the CSPOA Q&A, ladies and gentlemen, to help you understand what we're doing and why. This is a growth effort, and we need your help. Become a member of the posse, CSPOA.org, today. And I also want to mention that we're going to be relying a lot on our state directors. You haven't heard about them a whole lot in the past. You will going forward. Trust you, me. Thanks so much for all that you do, Sheriff Williams. God bless you, sir. And a Sheriff Mack, thank you. God bless you too, sir. And to both of you, thanks so much. And we, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. But boy, howdy, we got a road to hoe. God, family, and country's where it's at, people. We declare this nation shall endure. LovingLiberty.net for incredible talk radio around the clock. And God save the Republic of the United States of America.